Hello and welcome back to the Bundesliga Top 3 weekend preview on match day 24, and Borussia Dortmund enter the weekend 3 points ahead of Bayern Munich in second, with Mönchengladbach 8 points further back in third place. Down at the other end of the table, only 5 points separate the bottom four, with Augsburg, VfB Stuttgart, Hannover and Nuremberg all battling to remain in Bundesliga. And what's becoming evident these days in Bundesliga is just how difficult it is for these promoted teams from Bundesliga 2 to remain in the top flight. The bottom three clubs, Nuremberg, promoted last season, VfB Stuttgart and Hannover, who were promoted the season before, they're finding it increasingly difficult to actually get a foothold and remain in the league for any significant periods. Now, this weekend, the leaders Dortmund travel to Augsburg, who have never beaten them before in a history of trying in their own stadium. Their only ever victory came in Dortmund, believe it or not, back in February of 2015, when the Paraguayan international Raul Bobadilla scored the only goal of what was his most prolific season, actually, in Germany at that time. He's, though, no longer at the club, having moved back to Argentina this season. And add to that, Augsburg's actual form coming into this game is dreadful. One win in 15 games since October the 30th. And that really is relegation form. And it's in complete contrast, remember, to the start of the season, when they'd lost just 3 of the opening 12 games they actually played in all competitions. Now, one other thing, Augsburg really do detest playing on Fridays as well. They've won just 1 of 20 games they've actually played on a Friday night. That was when they beat Bremen a good few years ago as well. Now, as for Dortmund, 54 points at the top of the table after 23 games. 11 of the 13 teams who've been here before at this stage of the season have secured a title. The only two that didn't, Schalke back in 71-2 and Dortmund just a couple of years ago. This is, though, still the second best campaign at this stage that Dortmund have ever had, but 3 draws in the last 4. That is form that needed to be addressed. Now, coach Lucien Favre's record isn't great against Augsburg either. He's only won 2 of 9 previous meetings with the club. And remember how difficult as well Dortmund found it trying to break Nuremberg's resistance recently as well. But after that run of draws, Dortmund did end the 5-game wait without a win when they beat Leverkusen 3-2 last week. And those 3 goals continue this near record breaking season in front of goal. 57 goals now in 23 games. Only 2 seasons in their history have they managed to better this total. And Dan Axel Zagadou, who was the 18th player to actually score for Borussia Dortmund this season in that win last week, the player bought from PSG back in 2017, still just 19 years of age, a real prospect. But like Jadon Sancho and others, is attracting significant interest from Real Madrid. Now, Augsburg's home record is not good. 2 wins in 11 this season, picking up just 10 points at home in total. And if they want to avoid relegation, then they really are going to need to address this. Now, the one thing we should get in this game is goals. It's only ever produced in its history of meetings 1-0-0. That was back in 2012. And Dortmund have registered some big wins in this fixture, 4-0, both home and away, and a 5-1 as well. And let's not forget that 7-goal thriller from earlier on this season when Dortmund won by 4-3. Now, this weekend is Lucien Favre's 253rd match as a Bundesliga coach, and at present he is the second most successful coach in the Bundesliga on a points-per-game basis. Now, Dortmund need to be on their game right from the off in this match because Augsburg have surprised a few this season. 7 times they've actually scored in the opening 15 minutes, fewer as quick off the mark as they. Dortmund, despite this 57-goal high this season, haven't scored at all in their last 2 away games. Despite their lowly position, Augsburg have excelled in certain aspects of their game this season, notably set plays. 15 of the 32 goals they've scored have come via a set play, 7 of them directly from corners. So Dortmund have been warned. Where they do fall down, though, is in their pass accuracy, possession game, which is among amongst the lowest in the league. And you can add to that significant indiscipline as well at times, because they've committed more fouls than anybody else in Bundesliga this season. Overall then, what do you feel is that Dortmund may well have turned a corner with that win last week against Leverkusen, but there is still this creeping frailty which could be exploited by Augsburg, but with so much to lose, a win does look likely for Borussia Dortmund here. But Augsburg, you feel, will score in this game. So providing Dortmund can hold their nerve, it should be a narrow away victory. Moving on, no doubt what the match of the week in Bundesliga is. It's at Borussia Park, where the five-time champions Borussia Mönchengladbach meet the 28-time record champions Bayern Munich in what is a must-win for both teams. Bayern Munich start the day 3 points behind Dortmund at the top, and with 11 games to go, including that home meeting with Dortmund, they simply don't want that gap at the top opening up any more. Now, this is the 102nd meeting between these two teams, and in recent times, despite Mönchengladbach's struggles and Bayern Munich's successes, the home team have beaten Bayern Munich more times in the last 7 seasons than any other team in Bundesliga. 6 times in total they've won, but Hecking's team have hit the buffers of late. 3 games without a win is their worst run of form this season. And for a team which prided itself on clean sheets, 6 goals conceded in the last 2 home losses against Wolfsburg and Hertha Berlin has meant that much work has been done in the last week on a return to that type of defensive solidity that we saw earlier on this season. And remember, they're just coming off the back of that incredible run of 12 successive home victories. This, though, is the 5th time they've played the early kickoff this season on a Saturday, and they've won all 4 previous games. But they will need all of that four, because Bayern Munich are the form team of 2019 so far. They've won 10 of the last 11 games, and the defence is beginning to tighten up as well. Only 9 goals against in that time, too. It's not been all plain sailing for Kovac this week, because Kingsley Coman picked up a hamstring injury last week, and his importance to the team simply cannot be underestimated. In the 12 games that they've played with him this season, they've won 11 and lost 1. In the 11 matches they've played without him, they've won just 5, drawn 3, and lost 3. Now, one player hoping to improve his luck this weekend is Robert Lewandowski, as be it with either Borussia Dortmund or Bayern Munich. He's never really enjoyed much success against Borussia Mönchengladbach. Currently, he's scored just 2 in 1,071 minutes against them. And overall, they're also the only team throughout his entire career which he has a negative career record against. He's lost 7, drawn 2, and won just 5. Now, Bayern Munich fans of the 1970s will still regale you to this day with tales of one memorable day in Mönchengladbach when Hungarian coach of the time, Pál Zenai's Bayern Munich, won by 7-1 here. It was in March of 1979, and a very memorable day for Karl-Heinz Rummenigge. Man of the match with a hat-trick and 3 assists. The team of the day still had Sepp Maier in goal, and indeed Paul Breitner in midfield. Now, who and where the goals are likely to come from? Bayern have scored 11 headed goals this season, more than any other team. Gladbach, though, do not throw the towel in early either. 8 of the last 11 goals they've scored, including the last 5, have come in the final 15 minutes of games. But Bayern continue to be the side who dominate possession and rack up an average of 646 passes per game. Gladbach, though, will not be standing back in admiration and watching what unfolds in front of them. Of course, they have objectives of their own. They are, though, going to have to work harder than at any other time this season. Bayern Munich are expert at denying opposition shots on its goal. Neuer is just about the most underemployed keeper in the league. On average, he has to deal with just 8 shots per game. So what about the outcome? Well, if Borussia Mönchengladbach can return to that team that kept 10 clean sheets and who won 12 successive games at home, then Bayern Munich could have significant issues. But it looks rather unlikely at this moment in time, and we expect this to be a Bayern Munich win. Well, that's it for this week. Don't forget, if you're watching in the UK, then live and exclusive coverage of the Bundesliga is available throughout the course of the weekend on BT Sport. Coverage begins on Friday night with Augsburg at home to Borussia Dortmund, and it includes the match of the weekend, of course, Borussia Mönchengladbach against Bayern Munich. Wherever you're watching your football, enjoy the weekend. From me, Tim Cable. Bye-bye.